And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Opening tonight at Theater 810, the play Red by John Logan. It's a play about the artist Mark Rothko in a very particular time of his life, a certain commission he was doing. The story involves just the artist and his assistant. Acting in the play are Duncan Thistlewaite and Brady McKellar. It will run Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here at Lafayette. And in Lafayette, downtown Lafayette, you can purchase tickets by going online to wanderlustred.eventbrite.com or calling Theater 810 at 484-0172. That's the play Red by John Logan, running through the weekend at Theater 810. It's directed by Elsa Dimitriadis and produced by Wanderlust Theater Company. The National Writing Project of Acadiana is featuring the author Tim Parrish. He'll be reading tonight at the Picard Center. That's on 200 east of Alcor Street in Lafayette. He'll start his reading and discussion at 7:30. He'll be reading from his new memoir, Fear and What Follows, The Violent Education of a Christian Racist. That's published by the University Press of Mississippi. And his new novel, The Jumper, which won the Texas Review Press's Fiction Prize. Tim Parrish is from Baton Rouge and author of the story collection The Red Stick Men. That's tonight, 7:30. It's free and open to everyone. The author Tim Parrish will be reading and discussing his work. Tomorrow at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, their family performance series kicks off with the group Tutatraque Theater, and they will present Alice in Wonderland, a very interesting, curious Alice in Wonderland. It's for children ages 6 through 10. It starts at 6:30 at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Tickets are available at the door or online at the ACA's website. The Bach Lunch series continues in Parc Sanssouci this Friday with a performance by the Mercy Brothers from noon until 1. It's free and open to everyone. On Friday in Lake Charles, the City of Lake Charles and the Arts Council will present the 2013 Mayor's Arts Awards ceremony. That will be in the auditorium at Central School in Lake Charles. Mayor Randy Roach will be there honoring those working in the arts. Chorale Acadienne will open its season this Friday at Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church. They will perform a German Requiem. Tickets will be available at the door of the church this Friday, October 11th. The concert starts at 7:30. And opening this Friday at the Lafayette Science Museum is the Museum of Fear. It's presented by the museum's foundation, and it will run select days from this Friday until Halloween night. Tickets are available at the door, and all proceeds benefit the Lafayette Science Museum. The Bag Mat Ministry is offering a workshop in making sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags this Saturday, October 12th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church in Lafayette. And the Promised Land Symposium will be held this Saturday in St. Martinville. It's the inaugural International African Diaspora Heritage Trail Symposium. It's a tribute to African indigenous Creoles and enslaved progenitors. For more information, you can find them on the web. That will be this Saturday. And, of course, Festivals Acadia kicks off on Friday and runs through the weekend. Lots of music. You can go to their website to find the entire schedule for the weekend. Lots of great food and music and crafts taking place throughout the weekend. Louisiana Folk Roots will have a tent, their atelier, that will be presenting music throughout the weekend. And the Kiosque des Auteurs will be near the merchandise tent. They're selling books en français throughout the weekend. And of course, KRVS will carry the Saturday and Sunday lineup completely live. We'll be there from the beginning to end, Saturday and Sunday. We'll also have a tent out there, kind of over near the food festival. We'll be set up doing our live broadcast. We invite you to stop by, chat with some of the hosts, and perhaps have a chance at winning some KRVS merchandise in advance of our fundraiser starting on the 18th. That's this weekend, the Festivals Acadien et Creole. And on Monday, the Southern Circuit of Independent Filmmakers will be showing Bending Sticks, the sculpture of Patrick Doherty, at Vermilionville, 6:30 in the Performance Center. And the open discussion on the emerging Latino community in Lafayette will be this Monday, the 14th, 6 o'clock in the UL Lafayette Alumni Center. And please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, it's Fresh Air. At 7, it's Judy Carmichael's Jazz Inspired. At 8, the music of yesteryears. Big Band Swings at 9. Selected Shorts at 10. Music from the Hearts of Space at 11. Beat Current at midnight. And Freetown Radio at 1 o'clock in the morning. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.